You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. Players, put your pinky rings up to the
moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? Don't act like your hips are moving in the car seat. 24 karat, I know they are. Because my hips are moving right now. Head to toe, so clear. Look out! Bruno Mars is your artist of the day.
So last night, I have a question for everyone listening. What is the weirdest thing you've ever found in a place where it's not supposed to be?
Ow!
So, Rodney. So last night, I decide to clean out the bathroom vanities. When was the last time you cleaned out your bathroom vanity?
I'd have to have one to clean it out.
It's disgusting. Or your hall closet with all your bathroom stuff in it, Scott?
It's been a while.
So, you know, what do you typically find in those spaces? Old sunscreen,
yeah.
Old medical, you know, equipment.
Lotion I haven't
lotion
used.
Lotion you don't use. I must have had 36 of those little travel things of lotion, which we're going to donate to a shelter or whoever will take that stuff. So anyway.
Nice move.
I start cleaning this stuff out 2 garbage bags later, and I'm just tossing. I'm tossing it all because it's just gross. I go into the guest bath, and I thought, God, if I've done the master bath, I might as well do the guest bath. Tiny little vanity. You know, you've seen that bath, Scott. It's I don't know, 14 inches wide. So I get down there, and I start pulling crap out of that one.
It's the one in the basement?
The one upstairs out of the kitchen. There's Band-Aids there. Yeah, yeah. There's like really old medical supply stuff. There's like alcohol swabs, old soap bars. I'm pulling them out. And in the back, I see something that catches my eye. It's red. And I'm like, what the hell is that? But it's bad lighting. It's like 11 o'clock last night. I reach back.
What kind of a hair did you get to go clean the bathroom
at 11 at
night?
When I start cleaning, I can't stop. I pull it out. It is a full, large jar of peanut butter.
Huh?
Yeah.
In the vanity?
Jif.
Creamy or crunchy?
It was creamy.
Okay.
In the back of a disgusting kids/guest bathroom. Do you know what peanut butter does when you haven't touched it or used it in like a long time?
Stays like peanut butter?
It sweats. It was a sweaty, disgusting jar of Jif peanut butter. I actually posted it last night. And I said to Chris, I came out, I had this funny look on my face. He said, what's wrong? I said, of all the crazy, random, weird, inexplicable things that I have pulled out of places with all these kids in this house, this one takes the cake. Look how sweaty it is. It's disgusting. It's greasy. That's the word. The exterior of the Jif.
The label looks like it's greasy.
Which, by the way, that large bottle is like $8. So did someone take it into the bathroom? They were maybe eating some crackers with it. I don't know.
Come here, tanky poo.
And decide, I don't want it anymore. I'm going to shove it in the back of the bathroom vanity.
Well,
I need a vacation. I need a vacation.
Maybe you don't go sticking your nose where it don't belong.
That's what Chris said. He goes, that's why I don't clean bathrooms.
You can't find it if you don't go looking for it.
Oh, the lotion and aloe and like expired sunscreen. Oh, it was so gross. It was so gross. 2 full trash bags.
Speaking of things where they don't belong, you heard about those football players?
Yes.
Hang on, let me pull this story up.
I don't know that we need audio.
Is there?
I would prefer there not to be.
Oh, that would be rich. Hang on, I'm trying to find it. Where is the story? These football players put Oreos in the cracks of their butt.
All right.
And then ran around the campus naked. Buttocks. Let me try another word here.
Google Oreo buttocks. You'll get
here
results.
We go. Here, I got it.
First result. Here we go.
You put buttocks in and it's right there.
They call it a naked Oreo run.
Story out of Byron, Illinois. 10 football players. Oh, not a college. High school. Beg your pardon. Even better. 10 football players at a Northern Illinois high school have been suspended from the team for 3 games last month after they ran across the field naked with Oreo cookies wedged between their buttocks. The Rockford Register Star reports that the Byron High School players were suspended for indecent exposure, but that school administrators concluded they went on the Oreo run at the school's football field voluntarily and were not victims of hazing.
Yeah, voluntarily. I'm going to voluntarily put an Oreo in a place it doesn't belong and try to run laps.
The paper reported the story after obtaining a letter sent to parents and students who admitted to participating in the run in October. I must be in a different story. Read
the
it.
Students were forced to sit out games November 19th and 23rd, including the Class 3A state championship.
Okay.
Boys. All right, I've got one for you. What's I'm going to read it.
That's harmless fun, isn't it?
I...
The Oreo run, you shove Oreos in the crack of your buttocks.
And see if you can keep them in there.
And see if you can run across the field with the Oreos still in your buttocks when you get to the other side. That's kind of funny. No, who are we kidding? Kind of. That's really funny. I wish I had thought of that.
I'm glad that you didn't. I'm going to read this next story, and I'm not going to tell you where it happened, okay? A woman.
Somebody wants to know if they were double stuffed.
I believe they were regular variety Oreos.
Not the double stuff.
Oreos are expensive. If I'm buying Oreos, I'm not putting them down there. A woman was arrested after she allegedly pulled a knife on a man who was offended by her flatulence. 37-year-old Shanetta Wilson has been arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities say she pulled the knife on a man who was offended when she allegedly passed gas while waiting in line. And we're going to come back to that. The sheriff's office said Wilson and the man got into a verbal dispute over her, quote, farting loudly while in line at a store. That's when she reportedly pulled out a knife and threatened the man before leaving the location.
What a man is offended by a woman passing gas? I would laugh.
In line?
I would laugh.
I give you one guess where this happened. I didn't even have to Google it and look it up because you'll be right. Guess.
Does it start with W and end with art?
Maybe.
Okay.
No.
T and get?
Florida. It's always Florida.
Oh, what state? I thought you were talking about a store.
No.
Okay. Sorry. I thought you were talking about what store did this happen at?
No. It happened in Florida.
W Mart.
I think that behavior waiting in line where there are people in a line is unacceptable.
Okay. Would you...
I'm not going to pull a knife on you, but I don't think that in
would
a
you,
store that's
would you
appropriate.
Confront somebody if they were doing that in line?
I would probably say, do you mind?
Really? You would?
Probably.
See, I would laugh.
No. Airplane? No. Because you are trapped in a fuselage. In line?
What if you just can't hold it anymore?
No. Oh. I don't buy that. I don't buy that you can't do that.
Well, thanks for being less than compassionate for those of us with irritable bowel syndrome, jerk. Hope you get it someday.
I had to laugh. I actually Googled that story last night because I saw the headline and I thought to myself, why am I even looking? I know this happened in, like, I could tell you based on the headline.
All weird news stories come out of
where
Florida.
This happened. And sure enough, I Google it, Florida.
It's Florida. It's always Florida.
It was Broward County.
Where else would it be?
I don't know. There's your weird news of the day. You're welcome.
I can't believe you would confront somebody for passing gas in line.
I would say, do you mind?
Really?
That's disgusting. Yes.
Have you ever passed gas in public? Old am I that I'm calling it passing gas now?
I have a feeling that just based on the way these stories are written, that she was doing this as an aggressive maneuver, like trying to garner attention with her behavior.
Okay. Okay.
Now the knife, I mean, good God, simmer down, woman.
Okay. All right. Whoops. 576-7798. Oh, we're doing the Coats for Kids finale this Friday. It slipped my mind. This Friday from, is it 7A to 6P? I think it is. 7A to 6P. We will be at Bassett Home Furnishings in Overland Park, 135th and Metcalf. If you can come on out, we'd love to have you. We're going to be doing all the shows throughout the day from morning news to Jamie Wickett, Dana Parks. We're doing all the shows from Bassett, 135th and Metcalf this Friday, December 7th. Come on by, bring the kids, bring some coats, gently used or new. We will gladly take them, and we will ship them off and get them cleaned properly and then hand them out to needy children here in Kansas City. That is this Friday, December 7th, at Bassett Home Furnishings in Overland Park, 135th and Metcalf.
Dana right here with good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com, reminding you how easy it is, really how fast it is to get the process done to get your family appropriately covered with life insurance. And one of the reasons it's so fast and so easy is that Stuart Woodbury has been right here in Kansas City for decades helping people just like you navigate those waters. How much life insurance do you need? How long do you need it? That's a big one. And he can help you with all that. The type, sometimes that can be really confusing. What is the best type of life insurance product for your family? Have Stuart Woodbury help you with all of those things. All you have to do is start with the website lowcostlifeinsurance.com. And in a matter of seconds, you just plug in your gender, whether or not you smoke, and the state you live in. And all of these quotes will be right there at your fingertips. It's really a cool feature. Give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends.
The Eagles.
You wish me greetings.
Telephone number here, as always, 576-7798. Story here out of Mission. Happens to be the city we're in. Faced with a budget shortfall and leaking roofs on some houses, a Johnson County HOA president has decided drastic measures were necessary to tackle the problem. Okay, budget shortfall, leaking roofs. HOA. Rod's already shaking his head. The HOA president, Rod and Dana, has devised a plan.
Okay.
Require each homeowner, keep in mind, we are at December 3rd, mm-hmm. okay? The Christmas season is now upon us.
Mm-hmm.
High heating bills are also upon us.
Mm-hmm.
The president has devised a plan. Require each homeowner to pay a special assessment. It's due February 1st.
No.
So less than 2 months from now.
What if there's nothing wrong with my roof?
Now, you may be asking yourself, Scott, how much is the special assessment? Well, I'm glad you asked, Rod and Dana. The special assessment that all homeowners in this subdivision must cough up in less than 2 months is $6,000. I heard you through the glass, and that is an FCC violation, sir. The assessment amounts to nearly 3 years' worth of dues. Homeowners pay $180 per month.
That's a huge amount for an HOA.
First of all, you misheard. I said vacuum.
Wait a minute. Are you sure this isn't Mission Hills?
This is the city of Mission.
Yeah. Okay, this is ridiculous.
Do this math for me. How many houses times $6,000?
Let me see here. How many live there?
You got to be kidding me.
It doesn't say how many. These are townhomes. It's a townhome community, okay? Not unlike what my mom lives in. But they want $6,000 per resident coughed up in less than 60 days.
Come and get it.
I agree. And you know what? They all need to band together. Every single one of those. They're not. Are they renters or owners?
Residents.
They own. I mean, yeah.
How can someone tell you? And follow me here. Let's say there are 30 condos in this place.
Okay.
How can someone say, willy-nilly, we've come up with this number 6,000?
By the way, you were right. 33 units.
It's 33 units. Mm-hmm. Well, look at that. We want all 33 of you to cough up $6,000. What if your roof is falling in on itself?
That's $200,000.
Oh, give me a break. I don't think they can legally come to you and say, hey, by the way, I know you've been paying $180 a month in good faith for 10 years. We're going to need $6,000.
Owners in the Lincolnshire subdivision in Mission, a community of townhomes along 51st Street near I-35, say they are livid. They say many of them only learned about it in recent days. That would be the equivalent of coughing up roughly $100 a day for the next 2 months.
Yeah, I don't know about livid, but I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't, because I just wouldn't pay it.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
If I own, now follow me here. If you own your condo, what happens if you don't pay it?
I don't have an HOA in my neighborhood.
HOAs, to me, the only thing they can do, and I've seen these letters before because they publish them in the, you know, quarterly newsletter or whatever.
Yeah.
They can threaten to
withhold. Put a lien or something on your house?
No, I suppose if it gets extreme. I think they can threaten to withhold trash service.
Well, guess what? You'll find me a creek.
Scott.
You mean a dumpster.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes. You know you would bring it to Intercom and dump it here.
You damn right I would.
No, they locked that thing up like Fort Knox.
Really?
Yeah, because I've tried.
You can't even throw a soda.
I mean, no, I've never tried.
You can't even throw a soda can over the fence.
No, they have a locked gate around our dumpster out in the parking lot.
No, it's ridiculous. You'd think they kept gold in there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just said, I could replace my...
So am I.
Someone just said, I could replace my current roof for $6,000. But again, I go back to, you're telling me all 33 of these need replaced right now?
No, the story says some are leaking. 576-7798. Oh, looky there, a full board. Everybody hates the HOA. I live in Roland Park. We don't have one. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom in Wilster.
Another incident involving Kareem Hunt. More next.
They are open. It is so cool, man. I've been out there. Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing me talk about it. Now you have to go check it out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood, 119th and Row. They have a beautiful showroom. I was out there with Josh Klingler a couple of weeks ago. Light, relaxed, music playing, great vibe. Case after case of dazzling. No, Josh and I are not getting engaged. Case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It is like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And just in time for the holidays, this is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants that you can even imagine in one place. Shop around. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond, and that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets. Plus, Diamonds Direct gives you a free lifetime warranty on any purchase with no fine print. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds, is now open. 119th and Row. Make sure you check them out.
5:30 in Kansas City. I'm Will Starrett. A man from Gladstone tells Kansas City police Kareem Hunt was one of a group of men who punched him and knocked him unconscious at a nightclub in the Power and Light District back in January. This happened inside Mosaic Nightclub. That man claims he suffered a broken rib, broken nose, and several cuts and bruises. He reported the incident 4 days later, but no criminal charges were filed. It's the third violent incident linked to Hunt in a five-month span, including the altercation caught on video that surfaced last week. KMBZ News Time, 5:31.
Paying tribute to President George H.W. Bush, a steady flow of congressional members and members of the public passing by the casket of the 41st president, his body lying state in the rotunda, this epicenter of politics now transformed into hallowed space. ABC News political commentator Cokie Roberts.
This is the time when the public gets to say their respects, and it's quite extraordinary. There he will lie under the fabulous mural of George Washington in heaven, the apotheosis of George Washington, and thousands of people will come in, and people of all different types, all walks of life.
The 94-year-old died Friday after a lifetime of serving his country, returning to a place he knew well. ABC political analyst Steve Roberts.
This hall where he rests today was very familiar to him from the time he was a small child, his father walking those halls as a senator.
President Bush's state funeral will be Wednesday, also keeping with tradition at the National Cathedral. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
KMBZ traffic and weather together next.
You know, you've heard me talking about all the great work that the guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation do in the Kansas City area. For years and years they have. But did you also know they are your number one place to go for all of your lake house needs? They've been out at the Lake of the Ozarks doing work on lake homes there for more than 14 years. So based here, but they do tons of work in the Ozarks, and they do it in the off season. So if you've already shut down your lake house for the year, think about all of the services they can provide you in the off season while you are here. They are a full service landscape, lawn, and irrigation contractor. They specialize in pumps and sprinkler systems for the lake. They will get your lake house ready for spring, and they'll get it done now so that you can enjoy it when the spring 2019 great weather gets here. They have been doing this for years. They'll take care of it in the winter, so then you go down in the spring and summer and have fun at the lake. They do custom-made fire pits in block or stone and mortar. They will do retaining walls out there, which is a huge big deal. Give my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation a call now with an A-plus BBB rating, by the way. 913-441-3900, 913-441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com.
Now KMBZ weather.
Skies mostly overcast, temperatures in the 20s, wind chills down into the lower 20s. And by tomorrow morning, our temperature will be there, so it'll feel pretty chilly. Extra layers needed for you and the kids. After the morning start of 22, an afternoon will be at 31 with a little more sunshine. And a northwest wind becoming more westerly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Milder on Wednesday, high temperature 45. That's about average. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
Right now, 31 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Turn it up. Let's get to the phones.
Hey, real quick, Scott.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
This happened to a friend of mine. She just wrote in and said, this happened to me. It was $6,000. It was a condo in another state. They will put a lien on your property if you don't pay. Then there's a real estate agent on the text line saying, yep, they will put a lien on your condo. They will add penalties and interest if you don't pay. Every person in that kind of homeowners association owns a certain percentage of the responsibility for items if they break or something goes wrong. I've never lived in a condo. I didn't know that. So what she's saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is that if we all live in these 33 condos, you know going in that if in a couple of years every single one of these things needs a new roof, you're all going to collectively pay for it. Why would anyone sign up for that kind of liability?
Why would anybody sign up with an HOA?
This is a different HOA, Scott. Why would you sign on to the liability?
I think my mom's in one of those.
I assume she knows that.
She's on the board.
You ought to ask her and say, if someone just decides you all need new sidewalks, everyone needs a new sidewalk and new parking lot covers. That's going to be 10 grand.
I don't know how it works, Dana. I'm not in one.
If you were going to buy a condo, wouldn't you then say, when was the last time major capital improvements were done?
Yeah,
because I'm not signing on now.
Right. Brandon in Jackson County. Hello, Brandon.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, brother.
I just had a roof done, and I realize it's a different type of structure on a single family home, probably similar to what you guys live in. And it's a 1,500 square foot main level house. The whole roof was installed, the old roof taken off, the new roof put on before it was under $8,000. My question would be, most contractors that want to obtain the work, get the work, they will inspect the work to try to sell you their services.
Sure.
Why are these people paying a high price to potentially have additional cost of a new roof installed? Be my question.
It is a good question.
I would love for someone to call in who lives in a condo and tell me, did you know this is how this works? If you are already paying $180 a month for, I assume that's for maintenance, it's for lawn.
Sure, it's for lawn care, trash collection, all that stuff. Yeah.
I get that. But how often can they just come to you and say, we've decided to paint, that's going to be $3,000?
Well, like, for example, and I don't know what my mom pays. I know it's not cheap, her monthly dues, but it's not, outrageously expensive. But they have a pool that's open in the summer.
Okay.
They have a clubhouse where they all, you know, it's an older community, so don't laugh, but they play bingo and they have, you know, ping pong tables in the basement and a kitchen and TV, a TV viewing area and
stuff. So honestly, if the refrigerator breaks in the common area,
everybody's on the hook for it.
Everyone's on the
hook
for it.
But they also pay for trash pickup and lawn care and everything like that. I can't imagine a scenario where the HOA comes to you at the end of the year and says, you have 2 months to scramble up $6,000. Right. I think I know the townhomes that they're talking about because it's on 51st Street, which is not far from my house, and
I-35.
So it would be right over there by the Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Right off I-35.
Yes.
If I
like by the Hobby Lobby and the IKEA, sort of?
No, that's too far away. That's Merriam.
Huh.
You're thinking, I'm talking about the Quick Trip that is on Lamar.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right when you get off the I-35. And you can go across the bridge and you're in KCK.
By the weird snow globe house.
Yes, yes. And so I can't imagine, like, take, and I can only use my mother's housing area as an example. That's all I know. If their pool broke down, they may have to shut it down for the summer.
Yeah.
Or the clubhouse, let's say there was a water main break or a pipe broke, they'd have to shut it down, raise the money, get it into the general fund, and then get it fixed. You don't spring a $6,000 bill on everybody in the middle of the winter.
I agree.
Christmas is right around the corner. James in the Northland. Hello, James.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, right? Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Hey, love your show, guys.
Thank you, man. It's yours.
The minute you mentioned HOA, I grabbed my phone. I've lived in an HOA. I inherited the home from my mom and dad. They lived there almost 20 years. Initially, you ask why anybody would live there like that. They moved there because everything was taken care of for them.
Got it. Sure.
You know, and that's what they were paying for. And at that time, it was $75 a month. Well, it's now $175 a month that we're paying. They have done away with roof care. They have done away with concrete care. They have they still mow the yards, and they will shovel our drives if we get a snowfall over 3 inches.
So what's your $175 paying for? Trash?
No, trash is done by the city.
Do you have a pool?
We have a peanut-sized pool, yes. And we have a clubhouse that, you know, is basically our gang's clubhouse. You know, that's the type, about the size it is. Now, we have 60-plus residents in this neighborhood.
Are they mostly older, James?
They used to be. It's changing.
Okay.
It's getting younger. I kind of enjoy it because I don't have to mow the yard. But that's about all I don't have to do.
Right.
They do come around and replace rotted wood. Now, the one thing I did want to mention, though, is the board president probably didn't make this decision. It probably was made by the homeowner management company that they've employed, because the homeowner board itself can't employ people to do work on the units. They
right.
have to go through another agency. And, I mean, I wish we could get rid of ours, but because we have had some quote-unquote special assessments, too. Not in that neighborhood, but it is definitely not.
Well, let me ask you this. Hang on, James, real quick, because sure. I want to get Jackie in here in a minute. She's a president of a local HOA. But let's just say in your HOA, it seems like a nice little neighborhood, and you have a little pool, you have a little clubhouse, everything's fine. They do your trash, or the city does your trash. They do the lawn. If they came to you out of nowhere and said, you know, we've had a major water main break underneath the street leading to your house, and the city has said we have to pay the bill for it. We're billing everybody $3,000 that you have to cough up by the beginning of February. What would you say and keep it clean?
Well, after I got done laughing, I would probably say, I'll help pay it if it infects the neighborhood. I can't. There's no way I could do it within that short a time frame. They would have to mortgage that out or whatever, or put a lien on my property. One of the two.
Right.
Right on. All right. And James, good call, man.
My grandparents lived in these little duplex community of shared wall.
Sure.
Really nice 2-bedroom 1-bath kind of thing, and it never occurred to me that this probably ran the same way. The reason I asked James about the age of the residents is they were on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. Everyone that age is on a fixed income.
That's a great point.
So you go to someone who's 70, who moved in there years ago because they didn't want to mow and take care of the property.
Or can't
mow. And say,
mow.
Hey, by the way, I need, $6,000, how many people are going to be able to do that?
Now, I don't think that this townhome community, if it's the one that I'm thinking of at 51st and I-35, my recollection is it's younger people, but still, even if it's...
Here's the other problem. Try selling it now.
Yeah.
Try selling it.
Well, it's going to be real easy after everybody gets a new roof that you just had to pay for.
Yeah.
What if I don't need a new roof on my townhome? I own my townhome, okay?
Yeah. So you own everything up.
Yep. I own my townhome. My townhome does not need a new roof. Take, for example...
That's why I don't like this. If your individual unit doesn't need a roof... Why are they assessing everyone $6,000?
And if other people in that community need a roof, a new roof, because there's a leak, are they not insured? Do you not have to have insurance on your own townhome?
Well, but I think roof shingle maintenance is not covered by insurance unless there's a hail event. That's just normal aging damage on a property.
Well, if your Dana, townhome has a shingle problem, you can hire somebody to come out and fix it for a lot less than $6,000 a person.
I agree.
You're going
to at least give me the opportunity to take care of it on my own.
Right. Instead of collecting $200,000 from every resident in that community.
It also kind of depends on the way the building is, because it may be one roof that covers like all the condos. Well, you know what I mean?
It says they're duplex or townhomes. But not every townhome that would be an apartment complex.
Possibly, or I mean, they could be connected. I don't know, but I mean, I used to live in a townhome a long time ago that was one like block,
a row house.
Yeah, the all row. Yeah, everybody had their own space, but they were all connected, so it was one roof that went over the whole thing.
Then fix the part of the roof that's broke.
Yeah,
and leave the rest of the. All right, let's say Rod and Dana, we're all in a covenant together. Okay. We're all our own insurance policy.
Okay.
The three of us are in our own row house complex. Dana's roof is leaking, but we're all in a covenant together. To fix Dana's roof, it will cost $1,000.
Okay.
The HOA president has found that Rod's roof is fine and my roof is fine, but Dana's roof is leaking. It'll cost $1,000 to fix Dana's roof. We're going to collect $333 from each one of us. Dana's roof is going to be fixed.
No, that's Dana's problem.
But we're in a covenant together. You
I don't
signed,
care. That's
but you, well,
Dana's
but
problem.
Rod, you signed the covenant.
See, that's why condos, and I'd love to hear from a real estate agent who knows about this, you end up screwing me with your damage issue.
But if you have a damage issue...
Right.
I end up screwing you.
But what if you draw the short straw four times in a row? You know what I mean?
Well, like, that's part of the deal. That's part of the covenant.
Why would anyone sign on to that?
You did.
I did not.
You're in an HOA.
I'm in an HOA where I have to maintain my property. I don't have to pay to maintain yours.
I see. 576-7798. Jackie, if you'll hang tight. We went a little bit long in this break, as we are prone to do. You are first up when we get back. Carrie and Brookside Dave, you guys are next. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them about 3 years ago, and hello, I am in love. You will be too. My whole family's in love with Omaha Steaks. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word Parks in the search bar, you get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package, originally $195, now just $49.99. Order now and you get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is a 5th-generation family-owned company, and they make a fantastic Christmas gift. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Again, that's omahasteaks.com.
Hey, I keep telling you, run into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit if you are looking for a new car. If you're looking for a used car, we just went in and got our daughter a great used mini SUV, which is just perfect. And we looked at a bunch of them out there. I will tell you, they have stuff in every single price range that you can imagine. Go in and ask about their sign and drive event. If you're in the market for something new, any new Volkswagen right now, you'll get for zero down, zero next month's payment. Lease an EVW for nothing down, nothing next month, and they'll give you a $500 shopping card to help out with your Christmas shopping. You're going to love the tech features, the safety features, that backup camera, the side impact system, and the Apple Play feature in those cars that lets you set your phone down for real. Plug it in, set it down, and I'm telling you, the car does the work for you. I love that about those new VWs. And don't forget, they hands down have the best warranty on the market today. All of their new ones come with a 6-year, 72,000-mile transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. Hands down, the best warranty on the market today. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road or online, VWLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com.
Been very patient. You say goodbye, Jackie, hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good
hello.
Evening to you.
Hey, you guys have got the right idea on some of the stuff you're saying. Now, my first thought on listening to this conversation about homes associations, and I've been on the board of one for quite a while, is that the first thing those homeowners need to do is question the board and look at their financials. Because there is no reason why, if a place is managed properly, that they wouldn't have been putting money aside for such contingencies.
Yep.
You know? So I also have, I know for a fact, of several home associations in the area where their board has totally mismanaged the money. As a matter of fact, embezzlement has gone on. And they do nothing about it.
Well, we don't know that anything untoward has occurred, but it does. No. It does stink. There's no doubt about that. Is the and I don't belong to an HOA, so I ask out of pure ignorance and nothing else. Are the financials open to any member who just walks in and says, "I want to see the paperwork"?
Yes, you're a homeowner. You can walk in and see all that stuff. And the board of directors tells the management company what to do. The management company does not tell the board what to do.
A roof, Jackie, you know as a homeowner when you have a problem with your roof. And so sure. For there to be, let's say there are problems with 20 of them, I just don't feel like that's something that would crop up overnight that you would immediately need $200,000 to fix. I'm not saying there's anything funny going on, but...
And, you know, they're shooting from the hip, and what they ought to do is they could do one building at a time, because townhomes usually are 4 to 6 units in under one roof. And I'll guarantee you not all of them are going bad at the same time.
Yeah.
So do you smell fish here or what?
Well, I know what stuff that goes on, and I would definitely question it if I was one of those homeowners.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a personal question? You're welcome not to answer it.
I won't answer it if I don't want to.
I figured you wouldn't. Why would anybody want to be the president of a homeowners association?
Why would? Well, the reason is that our homes association, we only contract for the grounds and the trash and the snow removal. We maintain our own.
But why did you want to be the president of your HOA?
Well, I actually have got off the board for 2 years, just for the heck of it, to see what happened. But because I care about where I live, and I want it to look nice, and I want it to be done right, and I want people to be treated correctly.
Okay, there's no shame in that. That's a good answer.
For you. Scott's always been fascinated by this because you just think it's horrible.
I think HOAs are awful. Brookside Dave. Hello, Brookside Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Park?
Hi.
Doing well, man.
Hey, Dana, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I just want to chime in. Jackie brought up a lot of really good points. I am also on the board of a condominium in Brookside, the Big Blue Building.
Mm-hmm.
And I
Okay,
you know, the Blue Goose has been there forever. Yeah. Scotty, I missed the first conversation. I guess there was a $200,000 assessment that just kind of came out of the blue.
Yeah, let's say your elevators go down. Do you assess all of your people within that building to fix the elevator?
In case of point, you absolutely do. Now, one thing, I can't speak obviously for other high-rise buildings, but I lived in this particular building for quite a while. And the, like Jackie said, the financials are open. And you publish these things, you give people copies of these things, and we replaced last year all three of our elevators. We did them all boom, 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 step one, step two, step three. But before we did that, and it was several hundred thousand dollars, but before we did that, we had numerous meetings where we showed what the new elevators looked like. We had enough in retained earnings so that, you know, we did not have to special assess anybody, but it was absolutely one of those deals where it had to be done.
Hey, Dave, real quick, because we're up against the clock, what is a healthy reserve for a place like this? What is a healthy reserve?
Well, I don't want to get, I mean, we're this particular building, we're in the high six figures.
Okay, that's what I thought he was going to say. High six figures to me seems like a healthy reserve.
We got to run on behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, Remembrance in Washington. More next.
Hey, share the joy this holiday season with Nebraska Furniture Mart. You know, they have something for everyone. And it doesn't matter whether you're treating yourself, holiday gift shopping, or getting your home ready for holiday guests. Everything on your list, all in one store. Share the joy at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Recliners, toys, snow blowers, that's a big one this time of year. Tablets, headphones, small appliances, TVs, fitness equipment. They have those Bluetooth speakers, major appliances, cookware, area rugs. One store has it all. Let their knowledgeable sales professionals save you time. They'll help you narrow down that huge selection and help you find the perfect item for your home. And remember, it's so convenient. With their huge warehouse, most items are available for convenient pickup or fast delivery. And hey, they make it easy. Gift cards and See's candies make the perfect gift or stocking stuffer as well. Now's the time to get your home holiday ready and get started on that holiday shopping. Shop Nebraska Furniture Mart. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.